Hello, everyone. This is the Animen Podcast with your host, Aiden.
Andrew, what's going on?
This is our first episode, and it's going to be about My Hero Academia from season 1 to 4, including the 2 movies. I will say this is going to contain spoilers. If you don't like spoilers, I guess this is not for you. But to start off, is a little bit about Drew and I. I've been watching anime for around 6-ish years. I would say my top 5 in order, it would be Clannad, Zuzuka / Fuka, then Data Live, then it would be probably High School DxD and Air Gear.
Oh, okay. Drew? So, this is my turn. So yeah, my name is Drew. I'm a freshman in college. And I gotta say, my top 5 anime would be A Silent Voice, Quintessential Quintuplets, Domestic Girlfriend, Rising the Shield Hero, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
You've seen all of My Hero. I haven't seen the first movie, but I've seen everything else. What would you say is... What would you be your opinions on the entire series as a whole?
Gotta say, overall, it's a pretty good series. Really like all the characters and the world building that they do to let you know about how a hero society would be in real life.
I like the series. The movies, the action scenes are phenomenal. Like, they're fantastic. I think what I like about it is, beefy and strong. All Might's a strong boy. Just like the fact that it was season 2 when he fought the Nomu and the, when they did that training camp with the one lady whose quirk is, I think, Black Coal.
I believe that was in the final parts of season 1.
Yeah, it was so cool because he's a big boy.
Yeah, that part really let you know how strong All Might actually was as the number one hero.
Even when he was losing his power.
Yeah.
And then when he fought All For One in the show, he was really, half his body was normal, half his body was his All Might form. Or his muscle form, if they want to go with it. But it's just the fact that how much passion he has towards the city and his people.
You can really tell he's not doing it because it's like a job. He's doing it because he wants to actually make a change in the world.
Or, I know, people, thought Endeavor's motives were just... I think in season 4, they talk about how he wanted to be number one, not just because of his popularity, but because of how strong he is.
Yeah, he just wanted to beat All Might.
He wanted not to have the name of number one. He wanted to truly be the number one hero.
Yeah.
They go over that in season 4, but when I got into it, I was, going to junior year. It was the summer of my junior year. And I would say I think Deku is one of my favorite, not like, oh, MC, all that, but mainly just off of it used to be, Dark Shadow and...
Oh, Tokoyami?
Yeah, because it's so cool.
Yeah, it is a pretty powerful and cool quirk.
In the second movie, two battle between two heroes, or is that in the first one?
That's the second one, when they're in the cave.
Yeah, the cave was amazing. Because it just showed, true darkness is his, if you're a night owl, he's your favorite.
Yeah, it's his element. Me?
Yeah.
Who
would you say your favorite is?
I gotta say, Ida's my favorite. One with engines in his legs. Because, in season 2...
That's when Stain is involved.
Yeah, there's this character named Stain who basically makes everyone question what being a hero is. And he hurts Ida's brother, and Ida goes after him out of revenge. And so he goes after Stain to get revenge and gets brutally destroyed by Stain, stabbed and basically dead until Deku and Todoroki come and save him.
Stain's power, wasn't it like if he tastes your blood, you become paralyzed?
Yeah, and different blood types change how long you're paralyzed for.
And wasn't it like either was Deku just strong enough to overcome the paralyzation, or was it just his blood type?
No, his blood type made it so that he was least paralyzed. And so, but yeah, Ito was like getting absolutely destroyed, and they come and save him. And after Stain says that a true hero doesn't go after someone for revenge, but for the sake of actually helping someone else, it really makes Ito question his motives as a hero. Like, is he really worthy of getting his brother's name of Ingenium?
Was his brother ranked like in high ranking?
His brother,
or was he just like 15? Like,
he was a very well known hero with a very like well known agency. Like, his family was
really well-known. Because I know in season 4 they go, because they go every time they go over like a hero or like a person with a quirk, they say the quirk, and they said because it was like the pageant. It was basically a pageant. It was like the top 10.
Yeah, the ranking system.
And then they went over Mountain Lady. Yeah, Mountain Lady. It was her, I think her rank was like either 23 or 32.
Yeah, she was a very fast rising new hero along with
Hawk. Because Hawk was top 10 by 18.
Yep.
And now he's 22 and he's always number second already.
Yeah, well, he was third until All Might lost his power and he never became number one.
Early retirement. Going back, so the manga goes farther in.
Yes, yes.
So we know that Deku, because in this end of season 4, Deku learns the wind. It's like his...
At the end of season 4, he really learns to hone in on his ability and is able to shoot like little bursts of air, compressed air.
And so at the very end, it was the last like minute, because they do like a little minute thing.
Oh, like a little sneak peek for trailer or season 5?
Or no, it was just like an ending scene.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's him sleeping and has a dream.
Yep.
And they show the line, and it's the line of the people who've controlled All For One. Oh, wait. One, no, All For One, yeah. And then it shows two I think silver-haired people.
Yeah, that's like the original user.
Yeah. And isn't One For All... Isn't he one of the original brothers?
Yes, there were two brothers. And one that had a quirk to pass on quirks, and one a quirk to steal and give other people quirks.
So it's two brothers. One brother's holding the one face, and the one that was getting his face held turns around and looks at Deku and says, "You're the ninth."
Yeah.
And I assume that was the original possessor to... Deku. But how did he get his power? How did the original one get... Because he was quirkless, right?
No, so...
Or was those just his... That was his quirk.
They said he was quirkless, but in fact, he had the power to pass on his quirk.
Oh, but you would never know that.
Yeah, but he was basically quirkless, because his quirk was just pass on a quirk that just passed on a quirk. But then his brother, who was the main antagonist for season 3... He gave him the power to compress, like over time, stockpile power. And then they've passed that on from user to user, growing with each strength, passing on the quirks that the other users had.
But wait, if it's just passing on... So his quirk alone was just, I have a power that I could just pass on my power.
Yeah.
But he had no, like, actual power. But
no.
Did it also have... I thought it had, like it can collect power.
That's the quirk that his brother gave him, which is, like...
Oh, his brother gave him a quirk because he was quirkless. And it was, like, that, like, oh, I feel bad for you, here's a quirk.
Yeah, it's basically, like, you're useless, and I have this power, so I'm going to pity you and give you a power.
But he didn't know adding, like, being able to... I guess it was, like, add-on?
Yeah, he didn't know that he could pass it on.
So he gave him a quirk to pass on quirks as and as well as absorbing or collecting
it lets him stockpile power and pass on the quirk, and so they did that for 9 different generations when it and ended up with Deku. Who was quirkless at the start of the series.
Oh yeah, and then it goes into All Might, because All Might so it shows in the season 4 basically All Might had never used his full power because Deku comes to the conclusion if he does, shockwaves would
erupt. He would destroy everything if he used his full power.
And he mainly used 20 to 30% of his power because that's how he said in his... he used to use, like, I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically stuff to help hit their power, hero's powers or quirks. And it said that he was too bulky for him because he's a mainly, I guess...
Oh, you're talking about support items?
Yes.
Yeah. He was too strong to use those.
Yes.
To break.
And it mainly said he mainly used 20 to 30% of his power all the time. And you can see, like, I don't know if Deku really... When he uses 100%, that's 100% of the strength, right? It's not just 100% of what he can do.
I think it's like 100% of the power that he can do. Like in season 4, when he was fighting Overhaul with the help of Eerie, he was able to use 100% without completely destroying his body.
But was that 100% of the quirk? Or
Okay. 100% of the quirk.
And you get to see that, like, it destroyed... Well, it didn't really destroy it, but like, it... Because he used 1 million in season 3, right? Against the Muscle Man?
In the training arc against Muscular.
Oh, like... And his power, just he can just replicate his muscles to make bigger and bigger and bigger?
Yeah, he can, like, stack his... Basically power up his muscles over and over again.
And he was doing that fast. And I thought did he break his muscles? Deku?
He broke through them, but, like, he was still strong enough to... For it to only knock him unconscious.
Yeah, but the fact that he could break like a buttload of muscle just using 1 million, and that was the only, because I'm pretty sure like if All Might were to use 1 million on all or one for all,
like that fight would have been over very quickly.
Yes, because Deku can't really control his power, but I'm pretty sure All Might 100% could because he has that one muscle form which I feel like it helps with him exerting energy.
Yeah, All Might's also had. Like
a lot, because you said he was like 44, right?
He's 49.
Yeah, he was 49, and I thought like in the show because they were talking about Million.
Lamillion,
and basically how his All Might's sidekick at the time was trying to figure out like because he knew about the passing on and all that. But he tried. Here's Lamillion. Give your power to him. He can contain it. But before he could. All Might ran into Deku and gave Deku his power.
Yeah.
So, was the fight that he had for... Is it All For... Well, no, it's one... No, All For One.
Yeah.
One For All is All Might. All For One is the villain. Was that fight with All For One... very close into consideration to season 1 starting?
I think they said that it was, like, a good couple years before, and it was a very, like, unknown fight because it was very kept out of the press that All Might was losing his power and very injured until Deku found out, and then that kind of, like,
because
sparked his relationship with All Might.
Did All Might give... Deku his power immediately went after like in that little alley, or was it after like, because he had Deku train.
Yeah.
Because he wanted him to be able to at least use 1% of it.
Okay, so if we're going to get on this, let's cut back to the very start of season 1, where we learn about quirks themselves and how 80% of the population has a quirk, which is basically like a superpower, and they can be in a range from being able to generate large amounts of ice and like fire from your body to like having a little horn on your head that does like nothing.
Because isn't there a man that just has like...
Yeah, it's just two horns on his head and they're literally used for nothing and it's probably like the worst quirk out there. So our main protagonist, Izuku Midoriya, he's quirkless and so he loves heroes.
Because I don't know what tragedy it was, but it was an incident with All Might, and it's not his debut. It wasn't his debut.
No, but, like, All Might saved at least, like, 20-plus people just by, like, carrying them, and...
And it inspired him to have a quirk, but he never had a quirk, or it never, like, showed itself, so he got very upset.
Yeah, like, and his mother couldn't really comfort him, so
Did his mom have a quirk?
His mom has the quirk to levitate small items towards herself, and his father has the power to breathe fire. I know a lot of this series.
I'm like, Deku just got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, he did. But so, he has a journal that he writes down, like, every hero he sees and, like their strengths and weaknesses and stuff. And so, his friend Katsuki Bakugo, a.k.a., well, friend slash school bully, kind of. And
wait, was it more or less, like...
it's more of a frenemy situation.
Because I'm going to dive into what you think your favorite anime slice of life. Oh, no, Silent Voice. The main character had a group of friends, but...
yeah, in an early age, they were friends.
Yeah, but when they...
When they realized, oh, he's weak.
He kind of just used them.
Yeah. But then, like, so... a villain escapes, and it's like this sludge monster, and... Deku finds out that All Might's weak after the monster escapes, and it comes back and attacks Bakugo. And so...
It was like a slime monster.
Yeah, yeah. And so no hero could do anything, but Deku ran in and tried to save him. And this inspired All Might to give him his power, which he got by consuming some of his hair, which is kind of weird.
It's any part of DNA.
Yeah, any DNA can use to pass on All Might's power. And so that's how he got the power and eventually got into UA High. And the series grows off of that, of him growing to be the number one hero. Like at the end of season one, it says this is, or the end of season first, one, episode one, at the end it says, this is how I became the number one hero.
And it really, like, I know it's trying to, like, progress, like, him being able to use his power to, like, actually be able to comfortably use it. But it's more or less, like, on season four, and he's only able to use like 20% of his quirk. But I would say, I guess, yeah, because he only can use 20%, but it shows that he's just deteriorating his body, and that's still on episode, that's on still in season four.
Yeah, so. In season one, he really has the challenge of being able to control his power. So he's constantly hurting his body and like breaking it. And so he has a problem with that. In season two, he's slowly trying to adapt to that and trying to only break parts of his body. But that doesn't really help. But after he goes through a training internship with Gran Torino, he was a friend of All Might's former master. He learns that he can enter a shoot style, which lets him use a portion of it and spread it throughout his whole body. And only from there, he grows and adapts it to the point where he can shoot like compressed air in season four and not completely shatter his body whenever he tries to fight. But this is going into some manga-only territory. In the manga, Deku actually unlocks another quirk called Black Whip, and he learns that there are actually multiple quirks within his singular quirk. And so they're learning what he can do to, like, bring them out and use them. Like, he again learns that he has a new quirk that is from All Might's master called Float, which is basically, like, a form of flight, except it just kind of, like, lets him slowly hover above the ground.
But I would say, with Deku, or at least, so what made Bakugo like want to like be surpass All Might? Like, what changed? So
at the start of the series, when they're younger, and throughout, you see more of their friendship as children and growth as rivals, which is a very good, compelling part of the story. Because in the manga, they're starting to become more and more like rivals slash friends.
Because I know he just truly despises Deku.
Yeah, he told Deku that he should just jump off the school and maybe he'll reincarnate with a quirk in his next life. But so, they both shared a love for All Might and wanted to surpass him and become the next greatest hero. But when basically Deku learned that he was quirkless, he
gave up on that?
No, he didn't give up on it, but Bakugo learned that I actually
have... I have the closest shot of doing it.
I have a powerful quirk. And so when Deku got his quirk and started surpassing Bakugo, he started to get jealous and started to, like, despise Deku more, but also started to gain more respect for him. And then in the story arc, when Bakugo gets...
kidnapped?
He gets kidnapped by the League of Villains.
That's in season three,
yep. And so after that happens and they go to rescue him, All Might has this big fight and he loses his quirk and Bakugo blames himself for it. And
doesn't Deku like reassure? Because isn't that when Deku...
Yeah, they have a fight and Deku's like, I'm here to talk, but the only way we can really speak to each other is by fighting. So they fight and they... Like, Bakugo finds out, like, oh, you have this quirk. I'm still going to surpass you as your rival. And they start growing closer after that.
And in the movie, the battle between two heroes.
Yeah.
It's not canon,
though, so.
It's not.
Part of it's canon, but, like.
Would you say the last fight scene?
The last fight scene was, the author said that that's how he was, like, planning to end the series.
Oh, he planned on...
But that's not, like, really going to happen.
So if you don't know, if you haven't seen it, I don't know the villain's name.
Ninth. He has nine different quirks.
And they gave... One of his quirks, they gave it to... Awful One. He was compatible to inherit
said quirk. Yeah, he got, like, a copy of it.
Yeah, so... And he just inherited quirks to be... But it did a toll on his body.
Yeah.
So he tried to find a quirk that was... It was like...
Cell replication.
Yes, so he basically wouldn't die. But he found someone that had it. But the man, it wasn't compatible to his blood type. So, but his son, the man...
It was a daughter.
It was a daughter? No, it was his son. It was the son. The daughter had illusions.
Yes.
The son, his blood was compatible to use with Ninth. So he tried to go use his last slot to steal the son's. But never happened at the end. But
yeah, all the heroes from Class 1A got together and tried to stop him. But ultimately, it was only Deku and Bakugo.
And the way that it... So going back, when All Might gave Deku his quirk, All Might still had his quirk.
He had like a sparkle.
But it was dying.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens if you give it away. You give it away, you lose it, but you still have a little bit of it until it burns out. So Deku learns, like, realizing we can't beat Ninth. I can't beat Ninth by myself. So he decides to give Bakugo. Mm-hmm. Deku decides to give Bakugo All Might, or I guess All for One.
Yeah.
One for all.
I get it mixed up too.
It's One for All, but he decides to give him that quirk. So, with his explosion quirk and just
all the strength from like it being passed on for so long.
It's basically
they're like
I would say it's two All Mights facing one man.
Yeah,
they end up beating him or stopping him. It's the leader of
Shigaraki
ends up killing him.
Yeah.
But they both end up being knocked out because exertion and exhaustion. But it turns out that it wasn't a true connection.
Yeah, they didn't completely pass it on. So it made it seem like that Deku lost his power, but he did get it back.
Yeah, so it was like that. Because how did they figure that out? Was it just All Might learning?
He just like, I don't know. They just kind of just kind of
said. He had sense in the Force.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much it's kind of like an Obi-Wan and Luke relationship between All Might and Deku.
Yeah. I feel like, because I couldn't remember if Deku's father was ever around. Like, I couldn't...
No, it's only he's gone. He's not in the series.
Oh, then how do you know it's...
They mention it when he's at the doctor's learning that he's quirkless.
Oh, yeah. And like, I was like, if you really just want to make it easier so people don't think you could pass it on, just say you're Deku's father.
There are a lot of theories that are like, oh, his father may be like the main villain. It's just a little fun.
But if you think about it, if you go with that, technically All Might's genetic quirk is nothing. Or could people think it might be his muscle form?
We don't really... It's kind of confusing about that. Because the quirks are into, like, three different types. So there's, like, the... There's, like, the mutation quirks, which are, like, oh, you have horns. Or, like, oh, you have a tail. There are emitter quirks, which are, like, oh, you can turn invisible. Oh, you let out laser beams. And then there's, like, the strength-enhancing quirks.
Oh, and I guess, like, since he never really fought, I would assume... You could, I guess you can guess when he was, when he got, or at least, did his mentor give him the power immediately and then became his mentor?
See, they kind of do like a thing where they have to determine if you're worthy or not.
But did he, when they were fighting together, did she give him her quirk?
I think it's the same situation that because Deku went through with the training and then...
Or at least, I guess, because his muscle form, if it's not... if that was his quirk, basically like the original owner of One For All, I guess you could say he didn't know he had a quirk. So I would think All Might didn't know he had a quirk until he started training and then went into his muscle form. If that's how they're gonna say if that was his quirk, because did they ever explain the past, I guess, 7 users' quirks?
They never explain how the past 7 users got the... Well, they never explain how they got One For All. But they kind of just... They went into a few of them in the manga, explaining, like, oh, this was me, I had this power, and you unlocked it, but there are still more of us. But they never really go into too much detail.
So... That's the thing, like, if the muscle form could just be a quirk that Deku just hasn't learned yet, because he only learned the strength and now he's learning how to use wind.
No, it's Black Whip.
Is that the...
It's like at the end of season 4 when his room got all torn up.
Oh, so is the gust of wind just him using power?
That's him basically compressing up the air that he can shoot out.
Oh.
But yeah. But, so, his quirk is one of the more complex ones in the series, and one of the more ones that, after the series grows, it also grows along with Deku.
To go off of... Serious thing. So, I know people, like, ship everything.
Oh, yeah. There are so many ships.
I think... I don't know. I can't remember names. I know quirks. But Deku, I feel, is going to be with... Or... This time, like, hinting at the Gravity Girl.
Uraraka.
Yes.
A.K.A. Uraravity.
And then I think it's Momo.
Yeah.
Momo and...
Shoto Todoroki.
Half?
Yep.
Yes. And then it's... people are going to be mad, but the guy that... Red Riot. No.
Kirishima.
Yes. And Acid Girl, who's pink. Because they were childhood friends.
Yeah. I forgot. Yeah, they went into that. They're really trying to, like, set up relationships.
And then I would say... I can't... it's to go with...
Jiro.
Her and the boy that basically everyone uses to charge his phone.
Kaminari.
That. Those two.
In the manga, surprisingly... so this is a little spoiler for the manga. They're going in to fight this...
Is this past season 4?
Past season 4. It's gonna be a new thing that you'll see probably in the newer seasons. But so they're going in to fight this large group of villains, like all the heroes. And so Kaminari is put at the front and Jiro is put at the back lines with all of her classmates. And Kaminari is like, oh, I don't want to do this. I'm scared. I want to be with my class. He, in the panels, they show him looking towards the direction of Jiro. And she's going, you can do this. You can do this. Charge Bolt, like his hero name. Like she, they're
kind of... Because, like, it's really, like, those two are, like... One's basically audio, that's electricity. Yeah. And then one's electricity. It would make sense for them to be together.
They also elaborate this in season 4 and a little bit in the manga when they're doing a band.
Oh, and I think it's when he goes up to her and, like, you can do this, you can be the lead. She gets, like, you can see, like, little blush lines. She's a little
flustered.
But that's, like, I always thought, like, it was, like, those lines meant, like, oh, it's, like, she likes the person. But it's more this embarrassment.
Yeah, but in the manga, again... In the manga spoilers, Tokoyami is also in the front lines with him, and he's talking about how he was really dedicated to learn the instrument for the band because he wanted her to do really well for her first performance in front of everyone.
I can't remember Momo, and I don't know if they like they never really like said anything about that relationship. No. It just but people.
There was that fight with Racerhead, their teacher,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't believe in herself.
And he helped.
A little bit, but that doesn't maybe not hint at much of a relationship, but there's still a lot of ships out there for many of these characters.
I don't know if I can... I know people like ship Red Riot with...
Bakugo and Kirishima.
Yeah, I like... They went more into Acid Girl in season 4. So it's like, I guess, I don't think, because they seem like very like bromances.
Yeah, but that's a serious bromance between them.
But then they, in season 4 at least, they kind of died that down. And then they showed her into it. Yeah,
his past of him. A fun fact, there's a little, I don't know if you noticed this, but if you pay attention over his eye, there's a scar. That's when he scratched himself with his quirk.
Oh, because I didn't pay attention to his eye, but I remember like when he first got his quirk, he's little and his hand just turned into stone or hardened and it scratched his eye.
Before season 4, if you still look, you can actually still notice it.
Oh.
Yeah. So they were showing it before you even knew.
And my dad was like, oh, why does he have a scar? Well, here's why. It's just, they might have, but here's the background of his. Is it noticeable at least, or do you have to look for it?
If you look, you could see it.
So like, yeah, maybe it was a... Here's the background of why...
It shows that also that quirks aren't only like, oh, this amazing thing. They also do have some drawbacks to them.
Because...
If you're not careful.
Isn't it... Because I thought like if he uses his unbreakable form and like...
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
If his skin... Because like, it gets hard and hard to move.
It can actually...
Break his arms.
It can make it like hard for him to move, but also like it can break and
if it messes up
his skin pretty easily.
Like because it's like basically if you in like cartoons, like you freeze a person completely, you break the ice, you shatter pieces.
Yeah.
But like if like he became unbreakable and someone like broke off his finger with his shattered his finger, would his finger be shattered as well?
Yeah, that would mess. Like I think after his fight with the Yakuza group in season 4,
that fight alone, because I told you I felt bad for the one dude who just wanted a good fight.
Yeah, but for Kirishima, they're trying to make him seem like this, he's trying to be a manly person, but like he thinks he can't because his quirk is just hardening. Like there's literally a character named Tetsu who's literally just a carbon copy of him.
Yeah, just he turns metal.
Yeah, he just turns metal, but he also hardens. But this is the great thing about the show, the character growth that they try to show in each character. But so for him, they're trying to show that you don't need to have a flashy quirk to be a good hero.
And, okay, if I could have a quirk, I would have, One for all.
This question.
But if I didn't want to like be like, oh, main character, I want to be like the strongest. But I think manifest power. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Or gentle criminal.
There are so many quirks in the show that are great.
But no, now I'm kind of getting all for one. All for one's mine. Because he said that I can get, because when they brought back, I think, the Pussycat for it.
Yeah.
Like she lost her quirk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I can give her quirk back, but you have to let me free. And then he mentioned, I have a problem. If I see a quirk I like, I want it. I kind of get that.
Yeah.
But like, you don't do
it. Oh, you're saying you're a villain.
No, I just like, I could see his mindset. Like, oh, I want All Might's power. I want, manifest. I want all that. But like, you don't do it. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
You try to, yeah, they really show that if you really want to be a hero,
you have to.
Your quirk, you have to actually have to work for it.
Yeah.
Train.
Because I also felt so bad for Gentle Criminal's backstory. It was like the saddest thing.
Yeah. He wanted to be a hero, but he just couldn't.
And
so he resorted to a life of villain to be well known.
But that never really happened.
Yeah, he just kind of just became basically a Logan Paul of My Hero Academia.
The one girl, his like little assistant.
Yeah. La Brava.
That kind of creeped me out because her height and like it made her look like when she came to him, she was in high school.
I think, but she's like 20 something.
That was the map. That was the question. Like, she doesn't seem like.
Oh, she's like 20 something. Okay. Yeah, heights in anime can be very.
And like facial features, it could throw you for a loop.
But now she's like 20.
Because like she's like, I love you, and then she's like.
Yeah, but that quirk is also really powerful. If you love a person enough and you say it to them, they get like.
But super he ran out of it, and then because that it was when Deku.
Yeah, it doesn't last. It doesn't.
But when Deku pinned him down to the ground, it was gone. But then it came back, and he just. Basically, yeeted Deku in the air. Like, don't come back. Because he didn't want to get Lenita, I think? Something with an L. Or like, it was...
La Brava.
La Brava.
Yeah. I think it means, like, love.
And oh, it means honey.
Yeah, that's it.
That he didn't want her to get in trouble for his wrongdoings. But...
There's a lot of interesting characters in the show that they love to elaborate on their backstory and realize that there's a very thin line between hero and villain. Because basically anyone could be a villain with like the switch of a dime. Like Stain, he believes that he's actually a hero, but he's really...
Would you call him an anti-hero or just an anarchist?
See, I wouldn't really call him an anti-hero because he doesn't really do
anything. He doesn't do anything.
He just believes that his ideals are something that everyone should follow. That there are only true heroes or fakes.
And I was like, I kind of get that. But not like going like, I believe what he's saying is true. But like, everyone, he said All Might was the only true one hero.
Yeah, he's like, All Might's the only one that I'll allow to kill me.
But
he's the only true hero. But he also recognizes Deku as one. That's why he saves him in the same arc.
But I would say, he probably like realized he's like, oh, what? I thought it was more or less, he realizes he's like All Might because he...
Yeah, his personalities... And ideals are very similar.
The one season 4 main villain,
Overhaul. Yep.
He was the definition of like a true villain.
He believes quirks are a disease and wants to purge them.
That's mainly because I can't remember what it's called, but it's like his. What did you say? It's not a species. It's just his. Family name. Yeah, it's his family name that is hated on because they were a crime organization.
Yeah, the Yakuza. Were very died down now because of the way the heroes are, but there's still like
some
groups that want to come back.
He is not a true blood relative. He was taken in, right?
Yeah, he was taken in.
And I would call his father. Basically, I feel like he was in the right because he like... Overhaul kept on getting in fights. And like, I understand what you're doing. I like it because you're trying to protect the family name. And it was like, protect the family name, but if we do not fight, you fight, then we're a true villain.
Yeah. So that's where it kind of draws a line. Like, oh, there's some people that are like, this is, like, my quirk shouldn't be used for bad. But then there's some people that are like, I can use it for bad, but... Should I is like the real question. Like pretty much like Shigaraki said one time, it's one of the main antagonists for the start of the series, and he's known as part of the League of Villains.
That's the main antagonist. His quirk is anything he touches.
Yeah, it decays.
But is it like, because General Criminal, he has the choice. He can use it because everything he touches changes its electricity.
Shigaraki can't really control that until... The manga, again, manga's really far ahead in the series. But Shigaraki basically talks when one time he's holding Deku hostage, and he basically says that all these people around here, they can use their quirk at any moment and cause a disaster, but they choose not to. So it's basically the way that society is controlled by the laws about their quirks. But like Gentle Criminal, he broke those laws to try to become a hero, and he only got punished for it.
And just his parents ended up not like hating him.
Yeah, from trying to do a good deed, things ended up very south for him.
And I feel like the man was falling down.
The man was falling to his death, and he tried to
help use the electricity But like, I thought it was only thing. You know, can he control everything? I thought
everything
it was just
thing he touches.
Oh, you touch like my, if you put your hand out, you're touching air, and I guess yeah, you're touching all air.
Well, he doesn't turn all of it, but like he can turn.
He yeah, but you're technically if you touch the air, you're technically touching every air in the room.
Yeah.
So that's basically what, so technically his power could be horrible. Just put a bubble around the earth.
Yeah, but so yeah, going on that, he tried to catch the person, but he ended up stopping another hero and only getting the man injured, which only like really put down his confidence in his ability because he was yelled at by the police for not and having a license or anything.
Stopping off. Oh yeah, because he could never pass the.
Yeah, you have to have the license to do heroic deeds.
And he never passed the test. He failed 4 times. That's what they said. But he got in trouble because he stopped a hero, and yeah, that's a no-no.
It's basically like getting in the way of like a law enforcement or basically like ambulance or something.
And so he ended up getting in big trouble. It went on his record. He didn't. I don't think he got kicked out, but it said withdrawal.
Yeah.
So he withdrew from. Was it? The academy, or is it just like a regular hero
UA,
school?
It was just like a basically regular school.
Okay, so yeah, he had to withdraw from that. He basically, I guess, goes into like he crumbles himself.
He basically gives into the norm and basically just tries to become a normal guy.
And he ends up seeing one of his classmates become like a true hero.
Yep.
And
doesn't recognize him.
And he's like, ah, truly been forgotten. Which that just
and that sparks him to realize I want to be remembered, and he's like, I don't care if it's hero or villain, I want to be remembered. So then he basically goes on the internet and basically the YouTube version of that world and is like basically becomes a vlogger,
like look at me commit crimes. But his defense of like I'm not a true villain, he is his idea is hence he was like I'm showing how villains should be true gentlemen or be like nice people but still. It's like, it's a weird mindset. Because it's more or less like covering his tracks. Like, I'm not a true villain. I'm just trying to show, like, villains to be true gentlemen.
Yeah, it's one of the high points of season 4. So, going off the high points of each season, what do you think is some of the best scenes throughout the 4 seasons of My Hero?
Well, I talked to you about, like, how, because I saw all season 1 and 3 before season 4 came out. And I was talking to Drew about, like, stuff that I think... Because I thought I only saw season 1.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, did they... when All Might faced One for All. No, All for One. And he's like, that happened in season 3. And he's like, okay, what about this? That happened in season 2. I was like, oh, so I have seen it all.
Yeah.
So my memory with it is vague. But I like the battle scenes. The battle scenes were the greatest.
Yeah.
And... season 2 was the, you know, it was season 3 that was the, in the woods with Deku.
Season 3 was the training arc scene and the fight, when Bakugo was kidnapped, yeah.
That whole scene, or like that whole arc was my favorite, as well as really all the fights.
Yeah.
All Might was in, excluding like the little slime thing in episode 1, season 1. That was just like, eh. That was just,
yeah,
he's man.
That was just kind of like realize this is our number one hero. He literally one punch changed the weather with one single hit. He made it rain.
Yeah. So, season 1, what did season 1 end with?
It ended with the Nomu attack on the USJ.
Like that. Oh wait. But it never went into it, right?
It went into it, I believe. My memory is kind of vague. It's been a while since I have re-seen the series.
Because we've seen a lot between when we first saw it. Because I saw it going into junior year. But even before that, I watched. Because I started watching since like 7th grade.
Yeah.
And I watched a lot. So I can remember the scene. I remember the scenes. If you told me about like this scene happening, I can remember it. But like the note, like when the class 1A fights, it's just good fighting.
Oh, and yeah, if we haven't made that clear, class 1A is the main class that we follow throughout the series.
Of the hero, because there's a hero class.
There's a school called...
UA?
Yeah, UA. And so there are different classes. There's class 1A, 1B. There's a support group that makes items. There's a regular...
I think it's like a count.
Yeah, there's like an accountant, there's like a regular one. There's pretty much a class for everything at the school. But so class 1A is our main group in the hero course that we follow.
Mm.
And so they're at a training arc, and they're like at a training place. And so it gets attacked by the League of Villains, which is the main antagonist throughout all of most of season 1 and 3 and somewhat in 2.
And I would say season 4... I guess I watched it because I liked the series, but I find it weird that they used like the main, I think it was like 16 episodes of just the first 16 episodes of season 4, that was like the meat of...
Yeah, it was really like this...
This is like the true season 4.
This is like what is very important that's going on right now.
And is it all in like... Season 4 to 1, that's all in 1 year? Or is it separate, or is it different?
I believe it's all in 1 year for them.
that's a sucky year.
Yeah, they went through a lot, but they really showed that it really made their character grow and their ideas of wanting to become a hero.
But going that... Oh, in the last... I would say last episode, but in the last... On episode 25 of season 4, in the I think the last 10 minutes of season, or episode 24 of season 4, they go into Endeavor becoming the one true hero.
Yeah.
That battle scene with the... It was a new...
it was a high-end Nomu.
Yes, which... but most... In the previous Nomus, they couldn't speak. It was just basically...
They're all kind of like brainless zombies.
It was brainless, big, buff zombies. But this Nomu, it could talk. It could think. Yeah. It used tactics because Endeavor was fighting it, and then other heroes were backing him up.
But they still couldn't really do much.
The Nomu decided to, like, send out, because he had basic Nomus, which are gray. The black Nomus have more power. Gray Nomus are more...
They're like the weaker ones.
Yes. But he started sending that out to the people that were supporting him. Endeavor realized, this is a different one. Most... were just brainless zombies.
This one's smart.
This one can speak, and it's thinking. And it shows how... And so, going into Endeavor's background, he got... it goes... Did it... Did... I can never remember his name, but it's half.
Shoto.
Yeah, Shoto. Doesn't he say that... Or doesn't the anime, or I may have just read this... he thinks his father basically... bred for success.
Yeah, they basically what they believe is that Endeavor is trying to
make the best hero.
He can't beat All Might. He wants his son to. And basically, what they said is he picked out someone that could complement the weaknesses of his quirk, so and, like cool him down because his quirk makes him overheat.
Yeah, because in season 4 when he's fighting, it explains because like he has 4 kids. Shoto, the youngest, then he has a
daughter and then 2 other sons.
Yeah, there's a daughter that has mainly, they're mainly white haired because the mom was ice.
Yeah.
And
but
one
Shoto's half and half.
Yeah, Shoto's half, he has half red, half white. They have a son that's all white. There's a girl that has mainly white but like very light and like small red accents, and there's a son that we don't know about.
A lot of people think that it's Dobby. That's a theory going around.
That is all redhead, and but but you don't really see the son who has all redhead, but the one son who's like all white hair. He was like, yeah, his father, our father hates us. He doesn't like us.
Yeah, he thinks that he's just kind of his basically failed experiments.
But it go when he's fighting the Nomu, he goes into because he says, if I keep on going this, my body's overheating. Because, also, here's the thing. Does his facial, like, because he has, like, his whole eyes, his mustache, and his beard, that's fire. Is that just, like, him using his quirk?
Yeah, or? It's basically, like,
okay.
Effect.
But he goes in, like, my body's going over, and then goes into, like, oh, the mom says that he does truly love her because he goes in every day.
Brings her flowers and stuff.
And the flowers she talked about, like, those were my favorite once when they started dating.
So he's like he's making seem, he's a bad guy.
They make him seem like a bad guy, but in public.
He's trying to change.
He's a bad guy, but in private, in privacy, he's like a really nice guy. But it goes into like
how he starts to overheat.
Yeah, he starts to overheat, and he's like, "This is why I. This is one of the reasons why I truly loved my wife, because she would help him cool down." And it goes into like how, and it shows that because Shoto seems like he just hates his father.
Yeah.
But when he sees his father,
almost he generally seems worried.
Yeah, when his father gets very injured by the Nomu, you could see him like. He breaks down, but then he cheers on for his father, which is something you don't really see. But you can see throughout the series,
yeah,
he starts to care for his father.
He mostly at the start, he's like, "I'm just."
He I'm never my used father's tool. Yeah, he never used his father's side until the
season two. It was the fight against Deku.
Yeah, it's the
sports festival.
Sports festival, and Deku basically Deku wanted to fight him, not his half side. So he kind of antagonizes him.
He's like, he pulls the most famous line when talking to him, is it's your power, not his. Which really makes him realize that I'm not my father's tool. I am my own person.
And so you learn to really, like, just love. I didn't really think of anything of Endeavor, but Endeavor, that one scene really just kind of like made Endeavor like, he's kind of cool.
It shows that they want each character to have their own little growth as the series progresses.
Because he doesn't really inherit it until like the ranking system, but he kind of see if the number one hero goes away, number two becomes one. And he asks All Might how to become a symbol of peace. And then All Might goes with, I didn't pick the name, I was given it. You don't have to basically try to fill my spot. You're your own person.
Yeah.
You become what you want to be. So Endeavor kind of realizes that. He also makes a funny joke about like, I hate the motto of the school, but plus ultra.
Yeah. And at the end of the Haiyan Nomu fight, when Endeavor is standing there, he's doing the same pose that All Might did after he won his fight. That was his last battle.
He sticks his hand in the air.
Fist
like,
in the air.
Like victory.
Like, you're, like, I've won. I've triumphed over you.
And it's just it's just a great fight. Because you told me, because, like, after the first 16 episodes, like, it just seems like it's a story. But then you said there's something, like, a big fight happens at the end. I was like, I'm on episode 20. I don't see anything, like, there's no, like, unless it's Gentle Criminal, but I don't know how strong the man can get. And then
he still gave Deku a run for his money.
Deku says it was his hardest enemy to fight, mainly just off the fact that Deku could see Gentle Criminal was basically him. Just,
yeah, in a different way.
Yeah.
If he didn't go down the path that he is now, he could have.
He could end up being a guy like Gentle Criminal. But that doesn't seem like that big of a fight. And then at the end of episode 24, the Nomu shoots through. Because it was Hawk. Yeah, it was Hawk and who's the number two hero now, and Endeavor. They're just basically talking about how Endeavor needs to, like, basically, like, stick with his brand, I would say.
Not try to
be people. All Might.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a fan who's like, oh, a fan was like, oh, he's my favorite, but you can't talk to him. And he's like, oh, there's no need to be afraid. And he basically, the fan says, this is not All Might, and this is not Endeavor. Endeavor's a mean person. So he goes...
So even though he seems like a bad guy, he still does have his fans.
Yeah, and so... It goes in the... The new Nomu just slams in, and he just starts fighting. Because Nomu's like, I want to fight the strongest. And Endeavor's not the strongest.
Yeah.
So that was the whole series. That was like the... My Hero season. But you saw... I think my favorite fight scenes is when Deku truly embellishes his quirk.
Yeah.
Like when he was fighting Overhaul.
Yeah.
That was just an amazing scene.
Many of the battles are very good in the show. They're very well, like, planned out and animated.
And like in the movie, because I haven't seen the second movie, or the first movie, but the second movie, it was... Like, the final fight scene, you told me about this. It was, like, it's going to be amazing. It was fantastic.
The music choice too. They had no dialogue, just music and the fight in the background.
And it was just the fight scenes with the show. It's just great. I would say Deku, he doesn't truly know, like, if he can truly be a successor to All Might.
He doubts himself, like, multiple times.
And to the one point when, so Lemillion, this is the character named Lemillion, he, when he's fighting Overhaul, he ends up losing his quirk. And when he's in the hospital bed, I would say, Deku comes in and like, let me give you my quirk. You're the one who could truly use it. Then Lemillion just says, no, because then you're going to be sad.
Yeah.
Like, it's your quirk, not mine. I don't get it. I don't want it. Which made me question, does he know that Deku?
No, because he didn't go into it. He just said, oh, I can pass it on. But he doesn't know that.
Yeah. So like, he's like, no, I can always get my back. And there's this girl named
Eri,
who can, she doesn't erase quirks. She can just rewind time.
She puts you at like a previous state in your life. But, so like you could be like an adult, but she can like transform you back into a baby pretty much.
Yeah. And so he's like, when she grows up and learns to control her quirk, she could put you back to a time period when you had your quirk.
Yeah.
And like, they haven't gone over that in the manga.
They mentioned it a few times.
No, they but they haven't done it.
It hasn't happened yet.
So that was just, he was like, no, I don't want. So they, and he does, like, in the movie, he gave it to Bakugo. But he never actually like transferred. So other than that, Deku's like a solid character.
He is. A lot of the characters are very solid characters. They have their ups and downs.
They're not tropes. They're not basic tropes.
Yeah, it's not like basic. Well, at times it can be like basic MC is overpowered, but they shows each character has some form of growth, some kinds of ups and downs in their life, but they still manage to pull through and go beyond Plus Ultra.
So that was our thoughts and opinions on My Hero. Like, all of it. And
you should definitely watch it.
Oh, it's a great,
especially if you're getting into anime too. It's a great starter anime.
It's a great gateway. This is going strange. What would you say your first anime or show you watched?
My first anime was Sword Art Online, another well-known gateway anime.
Mine was High School of the Dead. I have
very good plot. Get what I'm saying.
Okay. It's more or less those scenes. We can go over it. We'll probably go over that because you've seen the same show.
Yeah, I've seen it like four times.
We will probably go over it in a different episode, but like, that was mine. Yes, there's reasons why other people would see it. When I watched it, I was 13, so I watched it for those reasons.
But there are some like solid characters and like.
But like other shows like High School DxD. Like, yeah, there's certain scenes that are like why people like it or people make fun of it for, but it's the battle scenes. If you watch High School DxD, you cannot deny that those battle scenes are amazing.
Yeah.
And then, so those are our first shows that you should watch.
Along with My Hero.
Sword Art Online is a long series.
It is, but I gotta say, if you're gonna watch it, at least watch the first season.
Because it's four seasons, right?
I believe so. More are coming out, so.
So that was the Anime End First podcast.
That's our first episode. Next episode, we're talking about Quintessential Quintuplets.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites.
Every
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, we're going to upload a new episode. So every week, every Wednesday.
Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, everyone.
This was The Anime End with Aiden
and Drew. Have a good day.
See you next week.